Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Jay, good afternoon. How are you?
Dang on, man. I want to win that contest. I was just in Nashville. I didn't do any of that stuff. I want all of that. That's a good one.
Well, you know, I can't say this on the record, certainly, but off the record, Jay, if you Venmo me some money, we'll see what we can do, okay?
That's right. Yeah, payola be damned. You know, see what you can do to hook me up.
No doubt about it. Don't want to break any rules in the process. Hey, Jay, it's a wild sports week, so you have all these sports that are going on at the same time, closing out college football season. Thanksgiving, you get NFL football kind of this week. But also the match. Let's not forget about the match and this rivalry that's been going on where they didn't really face off much on the course, Bryson and Brooks. You wrote about it. What do you think about the match heading into the end of the week?
Yeah, it's a strange little thing because these guys have what passes for a rivalry in golf, which is really just kind of people saying nasty things passive-aggressively to each other. It's really, I mean, honestly, seriously, it's about as legitimate of a beef as I wrote in my column today as getting mad at the person in your office that steals your food out of the fridge, you know, or doesn't refill the coffee maker. This is just like, it's a workplace debate. There's nothing real here except for hurt feelings. And yet in golf, where everybody has to keep this stiff upper lip and has to be well-mannered, this is the equivalent of an MMA fight. So it's a strange thing because these guys really don't seem to like each other at all legitimately, but they're working against the nature of their sport in that they can't really go off the way that you would if you were, you know, in the NFL or the NBA.
Hey, Jay, is this causation or correlation? Tiger Woods posts a video of him hitting shots earlier this week. He had the leg brace on, or at least the sleeve, and then there was a memo sent out to tour players where FedEx, the bonus cup pool, is going up from 75 or up from 60 million to 75 million. Official prize money is going up 367 million to 427 million, and average purse sizes are going up to 9.1 million. Correlation or causation?
Causation dating back to 1997 or so. I mean, Tiger Woods is the guy that has absolutely revolutionized the sport in a way that almost nobody has revolutionized their sport across any sport. And the amount of money that he's brought in is just phenomenal. The fact that it's still continuing to flow in is a great sign for golf. I mean, as golf is trying simultaneously to reach out to a broader and more diverse audience, it's seeing a whole lot of money coming in from exactly these kinds of old school revenue producing and revenue supplying sponsors. I mean, it's great news for the players, obviously. What makes it tough is that it kind of removes one of the big incentives for winning at this point, in that you can make an unbelievably lucrative life playing and getting no majors at all, being in 10th place in every tournament. So it's going to be fascinating to see how long these guys stick around for their careers, what will constitute a Hall of Fame career going forward, because it is going to be about pride. It's not going to be about playing for the money anymore.
We're talking to Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports. Jay, are the Chiefs back, which is kind of a funny question because were they really away or they just go through a tough few weeks? But what do you think after they beat the Cowboys and have looked better, much better on defense the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, saying that they never left is kind of missing the point. They were in pretty bad shape. I mean, people had figured out Patrick Mahomes and he's adjusted to their adjustments. The defense was wretched. I mean, you know, you've got to come back if your defense is ranked 31st in a league of 32 teams, which theirs was for a long, long period of time. But, yeah, I mean, they're coached by one of the best in the business. They've got some of the most talented players in the NFL on their roster. Of course they were going to bounce back, but, yeah, they did have to fight their way through an ugly little stretch there. But I think it's safe to say that they are, as much as anybody in the league is now, they are quote-unquote back.
Yeah, are they the best team in the AFC? How do we need to go any further into this? I just feel like everybody that we kind of put in front of the Chiefs has fallen short over the past couple of weeks. So is it Chiefs because they deserve it or Chiefs by default?
A little bit of both. I mean, all you got to do to win in the AFC at this point is just win the games you're supposed to win. And that seems to be enough. I mean, the Titans are still up at the top of the standings. But, yeah, when you get taken to the woodshed by the Texans like they did last week, I mean, that stings. You know, that's not the kind of thing that you can just say, oh, we had a bad week. Same with the Bills losing to the Jags a couple of weeks back. So you've got to have serious concerns about a team that can fall apart that badly for that sustained period of time. There's a difference between going down, you know, losing a quarter or a half and then losing an entire game that way. So, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, I think almost by default, they've got so much talent there that they could just kind of stick around. As long as they win the games they're supposed to win, they're going to be in good shape for the postseason.
Jay Busby's with us, Yahoo Sports. And, you know, we're several weeks away, until we get to the postseason. But, I mean, it's week in, week out where we've been asking you, what do you make of these results where the Bills look really good one week, the Cowboys had a tough couple of weeks with a really impressive showing sandwiched in between, Aaron Rodgers' toe situation now popping up with the Green Bay Packers. So are we set up for one of the most wide-open races toward the postseason? What do you think with the NFL right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that you've got so many more, you've got two more teams eligible for the playoffs now makes it that much more of a fascinating run. It, you know, adds that much more to the pool of teams that can make the postseason, and it keeps that many more teams like within a game or two, so that when we get down to week 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, which we have to remember now, then that's the point where you can start to see teams that are still sticking around, and all of a sudden, you win your final three games in your division, boom, all of a sudden you might sneak into the playoffs, you know. There are a few teams that could fit that bill. So it's going to be fun to see teams that kind of get their act together here. A team like, I don't know, like the Philadelphia Eagles is a team that's trying to put it together. They're probably, unless Dallas completely collapses, not going to win the division, but they can very easily sneak in the back door and make the playoffs. And then, you know, with every team playing that first weekend except for the number one seed, chaos can happen. You know, it's always possible that something weird can happen. So yeah, I think that we are in for a really, really exciting season. As long as you're not rooting for a specific team to win, I think this is going to be a great NFL postseason.
Jay, we're already starting to see some smoke around a couple of different teams. You had the Giants firing offensive coordinator Jason Garrett today. There's rumors in Chicago that Matt Nagy is on his way out. Just what do you make of the coaching carousel that's about to get fired up here in the NFL? And who do you think is going to be the first head coach to fall?
I like that. You know, I like the idea that it's like looking at, you know, a NASCAR car and you can see, oh, there's smoke coming out the back. There's something that's going to go wrong. And then boom, the tire explodes and it shreds the entire car. So yeah, that's the tire has exploded on several of these cars already. And so, obviously I think that Nagy is a runaway favorite for the first to be fired. He might not even make it till Sunday. Beyond that, I mean, it's tough because so many of the teams where you think that the guy would get fired, he was just hired and you want to give him some measure of a chance, or they're playing like in Denver, they're playing well enough. They have enough good moments to hang on and kind of stave off that firing cane that's coming for them. So I don't know. It's going to be fun to see, but you know, there will obviously be a rash of firings just like there were in college football. But I don't know that there's going to be that many high profile jobs the way that there are in college football right now that are available.
Jay, before you go, this is a Sports Talk radio show, so obviously we have to ask you about food. Any favorites or any lessons you've learned over the years on the Thanksgiving holiday just a couple of days away?
Yeah. I am grilling turkey this year. I tried it last year, and it went well, so I'm doing it again this year. I was literally just buying the charcoal just dropping it off here in the house when I got the call to be on the show today. So I am ready to go on that. If you can grill the turkey, I would strongly recommend it. I would strongly recommend also that you have a backup turkey in order to so if you screw it up, you still have an option. But yeah, I'm going to start early Thursday morning, get the coals fired. Big game changer, grilled turkey. So that's my tip.
Do you have to do it with the drip pan? Are you basting? Just what does this turkey look like for you? Is it a 4 a.m. start and a really low grill? What does it look like, Jay?
Yes, and yes. Yeah, you baste it the night before, and then I'll probably even start the baste tonight. And then you have a drip pan underneath it. You have indirect heat going about 325, anywhere from about 3.5 to 4 hours. So it's not, this is not like a long-term smoking with barbecue, but yeah, you've got to be there. You got to be close by for a while, but it's not one of these pre-dawn things. So yeah, it is an effort, but it is a worthwhile effort.
That's real football guy mindset too with the turkey. You want to back up turkey, you got to have turkey depth.
Turkey depth.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you never know. Your starter could screw up. Your starter may not have it that day, so sometimes you got to go to the veteran.
That's right. Who's healthiest at the end? That often determines the championship. That'll be the case this holiday season as well. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Jay. We appreciate you as always. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Take care.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.